Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You've Been Chosen Thriving. Through the Unexpected is a memoir by Cint Marshall, the first Black woman CEO of an NBA team and a veteran business leader known for her work at AT&T and the Dallas Mavericks. Published in 2022, the book blends personal narrative with reflection on leadership, faith, and perseverance. Marshall frames her life story around major disruptions, including childhood hardship and her battle with cancer, and uses those experiences to examine how people can respond to adversity without surrendering purpose or dignity. Rather than presenting a conventional business memoir centered only on career milestones, the book connects professional success to moral conviction, family influence, and service to others. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical. It invites readers to understand how resilience is built in real conditions and how personal trials can become material for growth, leadership, and contribution. The result is a memoir designed for readers who want inspiration grounded in lived experience rather than abstraction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir built around adversity, not just achievement. A central feature of the book is that it does not organize Marshall's life as a simple rise to success. Instead, it treats adversity as the main structure of the narrative. Her experiences with racial barriers, family struggle, and cancer are not presented as side notes to a triumphant career story. They are the material through which her character and leadership philosophy are formed. This makes the memoir more than an account of professional advancement. It shows how setbacks can shape judgment, empathy, and endurance when they are confronted honestly. The book is especially effective because it refuses to separate the personal from the professional. Marshall suggests that the same habits that help someone survive illness or family difficulty also matter in the workplace, where patience, steadiness, and perspective are tested in different ways. That approach gives the memoir practical depth and helps explain why it resonates with readers looking for realism rather than polished inspiration alone. Secondly, faith and positivity as active disciplines, not slogans. Marshall repeatedly links her response to hardship with faith, optimism, and a deliberate choice to keep moving forward. In the book, these qualities function less as decorative affirmations and more as operating principles. Faith is shown as a way of interpreting events without denying pain, while positivity becomes a method for preserving agency under pressure. This is important because the book does not imply that suffering disappears if one maintains the right attitude. Instead, it argues that perspective affects behavior, and behavior affects outcomes. Marshall's tone reflects a belief that emotional posture can either narrow or expand what is possible in a crisis. By presenting optimism as something practiced in difficult circumstances, the memoir avoids sentimentality and gains credibility. Readers are encouraged to see hope as a form of discipline that supports endurance, decision-making, and service. That distinction matters because it turns an inspirational theme into a usable framework for navigating uncertainty in work, health, and relationships. Thirdly, the book's leadership lessons come from lived experience as a business memoir. The book is strongest when it shows how Marshall translates personal values into leadership practice. Her career path, including senior roles at AT&T and later the Dallas Mavericks, gives her authority, but the memoir does not rely on titles alone. It suggests that effective leadership depends on how a person treats others under pressure, especially in moments of organizational change or personal strain. Marshall emphasizes service, encouragement, and clarity of purpose, which positions leadership as relational rather than purely strategic. This is a useful contrast to many corporate memoirs that focus mainly on achievement metrics, deals, or institutional turnaround. Here, leadership is tied to trust building and moral consistency. The reader sees that influence is not only about position, but also about the example one sets and the environment one creates. That emphasis makes the book relevant to managers, executives, and employees alike because it translates leadership into everyday behavior rather than reserved executive theory. Fourthly, cancer is treated as a test of purpose and perspective. Marshall's cancer journey is one of the most significant episodes in the memoir, not because it is used for drama, but because it clarifies the book's larger questions about purpose. The diagnosis interrupts ordinary plans and forces a confrontation with vulnerability, mortality, and uncertainty. In that setting, the memoir asks what remains when professional identity is stripped away and life becomes more immediate. Marshall uses that experience to reflect on how people can still contribute, still care for others, and still make choices that matter even when circumstances are uncontrollable. This makes the illness narrative more than a medical chapter. It becomes a lens through which the book explores agency under constraint. Readers are invited to think about what they do with what they have been given and how adversity can sharpen rather than erase responsibility. The result is a serious and grounded treatment of illness that avoids both self-pity and easy triumph. It shows how meaning can be constructed in a period of fear and physical uncertainty. Lastly, a call to use personal experience in service of others. Another important dimension of the memoir is its insistence that private hardship should not end in private insight alone. Marshall repeatedly connects her story to broader service, encouraging readers to use their own experiences to help others. This extends the book beyond self-help and into a civic or communal ethic. The message is not merely that people can recover from difficulty, but that they can turn difficult experience into practical support, empathy, and leadership. That idea is reinforced by the way Marshall presents herself as a mentor and motivator who sees value in reaching outward rather than inward. The book, therefore, treats purpose as something socially expressed. Readers are prompted to ask what they can contribute from where they are, not after they have achieved perfection. This makes the memoir especially relevant for readers who want a model of success that includes responsibility, generosity, and public-mindedness. It positions resilience not as a private triumph, but as a resource that can strengthen communities and institutions. In conclusion, You've Been Chosen will appeal most to readers who want a memoir that combines business leadership, faith, and personal resilience without reducing any of those elements to cliché. It is particularly well-suited to professionals facing change, women interested in leadership narratives, readers drawn to Black executive memoirs, and anyone dealing with serious setbacks who wants a grounded account of persistence. The book offers practical value by showing how perspective, discipline, and service can shape a response to uncertainty, while also providing intellectual value through its reflection on identity, purpose, and leadership under pressure. What distinguishes it from many similar memoirs is its balance of warmth and realism. Marshall does not present success as effortless or inevitable, and she does not separate achievement from suffering. Instead, she shows how adversity can be integrated into a meaningful life without becoming the whole story. That makes the book stand out in the memoir and inspirational leadership categories. It is not simply about surviving hardship, but about using experience to lead, serve, and remain purposefully engaged with the world. If you would like to support Sint Marshall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.